Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Heavenly Father, you sanctioned, declared, and decreed 2023, Heavenly Father, will be a year of excitement, a year, Heavenly Father, of commitment and dedication to you. And we pray now, Lord God, as we celebrate this time in a new year, that you would look down upon all that we will do and say today. We pray that you will bless us according to your divine purpose for our life, but we pray that you will bless us according to your riches and glory. Now, Heavenly Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and then do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy of all praise, you are worthy of all honor, and you are worthy of all glory. It is in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Reverend Codden and Reverend Weston, to you, the Antioch family, to those that are visiting with us, if there be any, those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, we greet you again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and those of you who are watching us by internet streaming live, we greet you as well. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from Philippians 3, verses 13 and 14. Philippians 3, verses 13 and 14. And when you have found it, say amen. Galatians, Philippians 3, where we find these words, which are recorded. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Thank you. You may be seated. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We could use for a topic, press on, but we want to use for a topic this morning, a new commitment in the year 2023. A new commitment in the year 2023. My brothers and sisters, there are times when many of us have committed to do something, and for whatever reason, we fail to fulfill that commitment or those commitments. We could probably spend the entire service thinking of things that we committed to do throughout the year. And we stopped Are we delayed? Or we simply gave up? Maybe the task was too great, or maybe the task was timely, or maybe we just didn't have the fortitude, the stick-to-itness to go forward and go on in spite of the atrocities that could be there, or all of the issues that could arise. But my brothers and sisters, when we think of it, as we have talked about, even our Daniel fast, it's a commitment. And a commitment is an agreement, or it is a pledge to do something in the future. One of the commitments that we ask the church each year is to do a Daniel fast, 21 days. And I know it's not easy. It's not even easy for the pastor. And I have shared with you, and Sister Mathis can attest, that we decided one year to do 40 days, and it's workable. I even remember Brandon sharing with me, he was on an extended fast. I believe it was well beyond the days that we had talked about. And when you commit to do something, God is watching our commitment to him. And whatever it is that you've committed to the Lord, and the Lord is watching our faithfulness to the commitment. My brothers and sisters, I want to challenge us this morning to make 4 new commitments for this new year. Just 4. First, commit yourself to forget your failures. Commit yourself to forget your failures. So in that, let's see what Philippians 3:13-14 states. For it says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. My brothers and sisters, that advice from God's word has withstood the test of time. The Apostle Paul knew what he was writing and expressing as he spoke to the church at Philippi. And that advice was directed from the heart of God. And when a pastor or a teacher or a preacher or a lay person share God's word, it is not their own, but it is God speaking directly to our heart, our conscience, and our character. And I don't know of any relevant and practical advice for us at the start of a new year that would be better than God's word. I just don't know. God's word surpasses all the mindset of men, for God is above all things, and he has an answer to all of the questions that each and every one of us has to ask. And that's the God that we serve. My brothers and sisters, first of all, we don't have to live our lives imprisoned by our past. Pastor, but you don't know my story, but God knows it. And I say to you today, my brothers and sisters, you don't have to live your life experiencing the things of the past. What you are holding on to is a detriment to your moving forward beyond where you are. And what I say to you today, let it go. Because God is saying a breakthrough is right in your hand in a new year. We've held on to so much so long that we don't know how to let it go. But when you forget those things, you need to let it go. And don't bother about knowing that there are things in my life that are simply that people wouldn't understand. But God says, I understand it. And when you let it go, you place it in God's hand and never pick it up again. Because God says, I will forgive you of whatever your faults and frailties may be. That's the God we serve. My brothers and sisters, all of us have failed in some way within our lives over the years, even the past. I'm not perfect. And we won't see our failures recorded in history because man doesn't see everything that we do. We won't even see it, my brothers and sisters, on television. But these failures, my brothers and sisters, are recorded in the hearts and in our mind. For one of the things that I know is that the enemy always like to deal with our mind. Pastor, you did this when you were 10. And look what you did as a teenager, and look what you did in college. And he always brings up the things of the past. And I say to you today, let it go. For the Lord has made provision for everything that we've done in life. Maybe for you, it is a memory of how you failed in a particular relationship. You made the wrong decision about someone and did wrong things, and that relationship ended. And some who are parents probably know that you failed your children in some way, but you won't admit it because you love them. Because now we see sometimes they go wayward and they don't do what we expect them to do. Our expectation, Ken, as a young father, is that you got to bring up that child in the fear and admonition of the Lord so that that child will have deeply rooted grounds to move closer to the Lord. And God holds all of us because we stood up as a body of believers and say we do. And God said, I remember that acknowledgement to the babe and to all that we bless. My brothers and sisters, God knows. And God, and in God's word, what he is saying to us today is that we must not allow ourselves to be bogged down by our past failures. We do not have to dwell on our past so much that it stops us from moving forward into the future of what God has for us. And so saying that, secondly, let's see what the second one is. It's we examine ourselves in a new year. Commit yourself to give up your grudges. Commit yourself to give up your grudges. In Colossians, we hear of the second examination. I believe God wants us to overcome in our life. If we desire to make the year 2023 a significant turning point in our life, it states in Colossians 3 and 13, forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. Let that resonate, because grudges hurt, and grudges can be detrimental. Did you catch that examination? Because this is an examination. I'm continuing the examination from last night because we need to go forward and not backwards, forgetting those things which are behind, and press forward to those things which God have sanctioned, declared, and decreed for us to do and know, according to his divine word, so that we might be better stewards of his word and have an accountability to what God have sanctioned for us to know and do in life. And the moment we are able to do what God is explaining for us, we can grow as a body of believers and move forward under what we call the dispensation of grace or the church age, that we were better stewards of God's word and all of the things that God have in store for us as believers. We are family. You missed it. As believers, we are all family, and we should treat one another with kindness and grace. God's unmerited.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministries. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at